I'm in Tracy Degnan's kitchen at the top of a hill on Catalina Island. Tracy is grabbing jars of spices off of shelves.
You could try salt, you could try cinnamon, you could try all kinds of different things.
But we're not cooking.
The paprika will give you more of like a brown color, and the turmeric will give more of a golden color. We'll spray it with the peroxide, and this is where it gets the darker blue will start to come out.
We're developing a photo in her kitchen sink.
Wow.
As Tracy rinses sink water over a piece of paper, an image emerges. It's Catalina Harbor on the 4th of July. It's a cyanotype print, meaning the photo was developed by the sun reacting with chemicals to create a blue and white image. The shapes are crisp but dreamlike, with shades of blue forming the clouds, the water, and little blue boats all the way out to the horizon. It's a sight Tracy is deeply familiar with. She's been staring out at that ocean since she was a kid.
I grew up over here in the 80s. I went to high school here.
It was while she was at Avalon High School that Tracy first discovered photography.
We didn't have phones, we didn't have gadgets, so we were outside a lot.
Catalina Island is an hour off the coast of Long Beach. Its main town, Avalon, is surrounded by rolling reddish hills covered with dusty green chaparral. There were only 22 people in Tracy's high school class. Tracy took photos of the classic Catalina Island sites, like the palm tree-lined harbor and the island's famous casino. But she wasn't that thrilled with the world she saw through her camera lens.
As a teenager, I couldn't wait to get out of here. You know, it's just isolating and limiting.
So she left, and she got a job working for Southern California Edison, an electric utility company. After 25 years away, she moved back to the island to raise her kids. But she found herself back where she started. Life was busy, and her daily routines with work and parenting felt monotonous.
And I just felt myself losing myself, you know, like I wasn't as happy as I knew I wanted to be. I wasn't doing the things that I really wanted. I let myself get off path, I guess.
Searching for a creative outlet outside of work, she turned to photography. Just like she had in high school, she started taking photos of the island's iconic sites.
You know, you start looking around and everybody's got the same picture. And it's really hard to get something different or new. And I kind of started getting burnt out because I was just, it was the same photo as everybody else. And you see it on every postcard. So I started looking for alternatives of what I could do to kind of get my spark back.
After doing some research, Tracy learned about alternative photo printing techniques. Each one yields a distinct aesthetic. Cyanotypes are all blue and white.
Palladium prints kind of come out like an old photograph kind of style. They're soft and but very detailed.
All of them use sunlight to develop the photos.
These are processes that I can do in my house, in a sink, in a basket. I have containers that I, you know, use to do my rinsing and stuff.
Tracy remembers doing her first print using sun exposure at her mom's house.
The first one I exposed, I was just like, oh my God, Mom, look at this. This is amazing.
Tracy turned a small room in between her kitchen and her living room into her studio space. On the shelves, there are thick pads of paper, glass spice jars, and plastic bottles of chemicals.
You mix the chemicals together to get different prints. I have chemicals up here for doing the palladium prints. This one is the sodium palladium solution that goes.
The room feels kind of like a mix between an art studio and a chemistry lab.
There's tannic acid, which is used to like stain saddles and that kind of stuff. You could use teas, coffees. It'll give you like the browns.
As Tracy clamps down her transparency onto thick pieces of cardboard, surrenders it to the sun on her back deck.
So I just let it sit in the sun for like a minute.
And sprays chemicals onto the exposed print.
You never know what you're gonna get.
Different versions of Catalina Island appear on the page. A palladium print of the harbor looks almost like an old drawing you'd find in an antique book, while a cyanotype print of the same harbor looks like a blue and white daydream, like the California tourist town might actually be a small fishing town in Norway. In Tracy's house, dozens of versions of her hometown line the walls. The monotony of the island's most photographed views is replaced by novelty, a dozen different worlds all contained within one.
When you're out taking photos, it silences everything else around you. So, you know, when I'm sitting on the beach with my kids and it's loud and there's people and, you know, it's a different place than when I'm by myself early morning, standing up on the hill looking at that same beach, and it's silent. And even when there are people around, like when I'm in the zone of taking a picture, it's like that all fades away, and it's just that picture. You know, it's just framing it. It's just that composition of what's there and what am I trying to capture. I want the person to feel that like calm. Something that kind of makes you go, wow, that's like such a different viewpoint, or that's so, like, that's a neat angle. I've never seen it done that way.
Tracy is on the last step of the process. The chemicals have mixed, the sun has done its part, and now she's rinsing the print out in the sink.
And as it rinses, like, you'll see the yellow color coming off, and the whites will start coming out more. And I kind of just swish the water over the print a bunch of times. And we will let it rinse out again. So this one actually turned out really nice.
This is stunning. Oh my God. I feel like I just watched a magic trick happen.
Isn't
Tracy.
It cool? I mean, that's why I'm addicted to these things.
And even though Tracy isn't in the photos she takes,
whatever's catching my eye, whatever I'm putting out there is a part of who I am. And it's a scary thing to give that to people.
Even though it's scary, she's doing it.
That is gorgeous.
You want this one? You can have this one.
Really?
Yeah.
It's so gorgeous. All right. Thank you so much.
In the print, shades of blue stretch out towards the horizon. Hundreds of boats fill the harbor, and the small ripples in the water become smooth as they grow further away and meet the sky. The small town harbor in the photo doesn't look small in the print. The world she's captured looks vast.
How would you say your relationship is to living on the island now? What is that like for you?
Oh, it's totally different. I found my appreciation for this place. The friendships and the people, the connection to this place. You know, like, I lay at bed at night and I hear the sea lions, you know, barking. And I swear I sound just like my daughter does now. Like, it's so boring. There's nothing to do here. And I keep telling her, just wait. It's a magical place. It really is.
For the Transom Story Workshop, I'm Olivia Hewitt.